The evening kicked off with Grammy winners Emmylou Harris, Alison Krauss, and Jerry Douglas performing I'll Fly Away in celebration of the 10th anniversary of the hit Oh Brother Where Art Thou movie soundtrack.
On God's celestial shore, I'll fly away.
Song of the Year is a tough category at every music award show, and it was no different at the Americana Honors and Awards. The Decemberists and Gillian Welch, Elizabeth Cook, Hayes Carl, and Justin Townes Earle were all vying for the honor. And the winner? Justin Townes Earle for Harlem River Blues, the title track to his most recent CD. Here is a taste of the song from Justin's performance at the 2011 Americana Music Awards.
The times come and they go. Even a good man will break. He'll live his troubles, bury them all, even though he knows it's at stake. So I'm taking no chances, I'm carrying over while still good in his grace. Yeah, and I know full of mama, I know the things tempted and choosing my fate. But I'm going uptown to the Harlem River to drown. Dirty water gonna cover me over, and I'm not gonna make a sound.
I wrote Harlem River Blues because when I was 17 years old, I read the Basketball Diaries by Jim Carroll, and he talked about jumping off the cliffs into the Harlem River, so I have to thank Jim Carroll.
In 2009, Justin Townes Earle won the New Emerging Artist Trophy. This year, that honor went to Mumford & Sons. The Avett Brothers had another Duo Group of the Year win, their third after winning that category in 2001 and also in 2010. Other highlights included Lifetime Achievement Awards for Dobro player Jerry Douglas and Lucinda Williams, who was honored for her songwriting. In her speech, Williams spoke of giving back to the music community.
One of the most rewarding things for me is discovering, advising, and helping new artists who are working so hard to make a life of music. Just like I was that girl who was kicking around for so many years, I want this honor tonight to stand for that dream, to stand for the perseverance, the will, and the heart it takes to make it all come true. I'm standing here now as living proof that it can happen. To make a life making music is the greatest thing you can do. It is a blessing, and I am blessed.
The third Lifetime Achievement Award of the evening was the one for performance, and it was given to Greg Allman. It was also a big night for multi-instrumentalist Buddy Miller, who led an all-star house band that supported the award show performers. Not only did Buddy win Artist of the Year, he also added another Instrumentalist of the Year trophy to his cabinet. But that's not all. Buddy Miller was also singled out by Robert Plant, who won Album of the Year for Band of Joy. In his acceptance speech, Plant profusely thanked Miller for his contribution to the album.
I have to thank really especially Buddy Miller because I saw Buddy playing with Emmylou back on that Wrecking Ball tour in Dublin, Ireland a few years ago, and I saw the consummate player of all the licks and the beauty and the soliloquy of great American music that I'd ever heard in my life all put together in one guy with a hat on. And I was flabbergasted. When we toured the Raising Stand tour, I said to the forces that be, I said, we can't go anywhere without Buddy Miller, and I'm never going to go anywhere without Buddy Miller, ever.
Robert Plant followed up his Album of the Year acceptance speech with a performance of the song Monkey from his award-winning Band of Joy CD. That was just one of the many live performances of the evening. If you would like to hear more, the entire Americana Music Honors and Awards will be broadcast beginning November 8th on the VOA Music Mix program, Roots and Branches. I'm Catherine Cole.